This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school basketball, decisive fourth-quarter run by San Antonio Southwest was the difference in the Dragons' 55-46 victory over the Seguin Lady Matadors in the Class 5A Division I bi-district round at Southwest High School on Monday night. Seguin entered the fourth with a 35-34 lead, but Southwest forced numerous turnovers and outscored the Lady Matadors 15-0 to start the quarter and take control. The Dragons will next play either San Antonio Wagner or Buda Hayes in the area round. The Lady Mats started strong in the first quarter with a run of their own. Down 5-3, Seguin went on an 8-0 run to take an 11-5 lead. They would maintain the lead for the rest of the half, thanks in large part to the free throw shooting of Faith Franklin in the second quarter. The sophomore hit 7 of 8 free throws and scored all 9 of Seguin's points in the period as the Lady Mats took a 20-17 lead into halftime. Southwest went on a 10-2 run to start the third quarter to take back the lead, but the Lady Mats responded and went back out in front by the end of the quarter. Jaslyn Gill hit a three-pointer in the final seconds to put Seguin up by a point heading into the fourth. A three-pointer by the Dragons to open the fourth quarter began the run that carried them to victory. Seguin was led by freshman Phaedra Douglas, who poured in 13 points. Franklin finished with 12, and Gill added 10. The Lady Matadors ended their season with 16 wins and a fourth-place finish in District 27-5A. Seguin advanced to the playoffs for the first time since 2022 and for the first time under fourth-year head coach Veronda Kendall. The Navarro Running Lady Panthers play in the Class 4A Division II bi-district round tonight. Navarro takes on Carrizo Springs. The game will tip off at 6 p.m. at Floresville High School. And the Marion Lady Bulldogs will play in the Class 3A Division I bi-district round tonight on KWED. Marion will take on Crystal City at Pearsall High School. The Lady Bulldogs finished the regular season in a three-way tie for second place in District 27-3A. The Lady Javelinas were co-champions of District 28-3A. Tip-off tonight is set for 7 p.m. We'll have all the action on KWED. Our Lady Bulldog playoff pregame starts at 6:50 this evening on AM 1580 and at SeguinToday.com. Meanwhile, the Marion boys clinched the District 27-3A championship on Monday night. The Bulldogs crushed Great Hearts Monte Vista 70-26 to wrap up the crown in front of their home crowd at Marion High School. Marion ranked 13th in the state in Class 3A, finished their season at 26-7. They went 9-1 in district. The Bulldogs will play in the bi-district round next week. The Navarro Panthers fell 67-54 at San Antonio Kennedy in their final regular season game on Monday night. The Panthers finished fourth in District 28-4A. They'll play in the bi-district round next week. And the Seguin Matadors will close out their season tonight at San Antonio Brackenridge. Tip-off is at 6:30. Seguin is out of the playoff picture. High school baseball, the Seguin Matadors won their season opener 2-1 over San Antonio Johnson on Monday night at Matador Legends Ballpark. The Mats will next host the Seguin Baseball Tournament, which gets underway on Thursday. And the Marion Bulldogs are off to a 1-0 start after crushing Bracken Christian 13-2 in their opener Monday in San Antonio. The Bulldogs will host the Marion Baseball Tournament starting Thursday. And finally, high school softball. The Marion Lady Bulldogs are at Blanco tonight with a 6 p.m. first pitch. Seguin takes on San Antonio Lee at Northeast ISD Softball Complex. First pitch at 7 p.m. And Navarro is at Shiner, also with a 7 p.m. first pitch. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.